everything organized, ready to go. I've never seen a statistician bring a suitcase of candy before.
We're talking not mid-season form.
No,
we're talking, you know, for districts and stuff. They're way ahead of the game and everything. And I, like I said, I've never seen it before either. They've gone above and beyond the call of duty. They don't put a bowl of candy out there anymore. Now they have it organized.
Oh, yeah. Gluten-free.
Yes.
Sugar-free. Maybe some GMO-free. I'm not sure. But a big shout-out, and that's all part of Barbara Woods. You're talking about mid-season form. How about 32 years veteran form? Barbara Woods for 32 years been doing stats for Marlette, and a big shout-out to her.
And I've seen her with the candy on the table and everything, but never as organized as it is right now. She's really on top of the game right now.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, just west of the light in Bad Axe, and now a second location in Sandusky. Well, last week, we split. No one won. I had Bad Axe by 9. You had Bad Axe by 11. Final was Bad Axe by 10. So now the standings, I have 3 wins. You have one win, and we have 2 tied. Las Vegas has high reach favored by 4.5 points. John Mooney, the tea is yours.
Vegas should have went ahead and gave us odds on splitting the difference in that Bad Axe game. But anyways, okay, without further ado, I'm going to just cut to the chase. I'm going Harbor Beach by 6.
Okay, I'm going to change mine. I had Harbor Reach by 6.
Really? I did not look at
there
yours.
There we go. So I'm going to...
This is tough.
This is very tough. I'm going to take Harbor Beach by 7.
Okay, you weren't going to go by 8 because there's a chance it would have been 7 points they win by.
No. It's now time for our national anthem, and I do believe being sung tonight by one of the Harbor Beach students. We'll catch her name here in a moment. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops. Marlette on the road at Sandusky.
For tonight's GTC East matchup between the Red Raiders of Marlette and the Pirates of Harbor Beach. At this time, we ask that you please rise, gentlemen, remove your hats, and join the singing of the national anthem as led by sophomore Morgan Gust.
That was sophomore at Harbor Beach High School, Morgan Gust, singing the national anthem, doing her best Lady Gaga impression.
That's a tough act.
That is very impressive. I'd put her at number 2 on the season so far, of course, behind Danielle Maurer of Bad Axe. I feel like we need to give her some props after we introduced Bad Axe band so strong last week.
Exactly. She made an impromptu appearance as far as we were concerned. We were ready to go ahead and go with the band, but... Yeah, it's the same program, though, that they have over in Bad Axe. And, of course, it is well-renowned. They got it themselves back. It's just fantastic to see what they're doing.
Well, let's take you through the starting lineups for tonight. First starting for Marlette at guard, number 0, Andrew Storm, 6'4", senior. Other guard at number 4, a 6'3", junior, Hunter Kelly. Number 5 at forward, a 6'4", junior, Barrett George. At guard at number 14, a 5'9 freshman, Sean Quady. And number 25, the other forward, 6'4 junior, Isaac Dale. For Harbor Beach, At guard, a 6'3 junior, number 5, Brady Kirsch. At guard, a 5'10 sophomore, number 10, James Shelke. At guard, number 12, a 6-foot senior, Tyler Vollmering. He can dive to the basket from the elbows. At center, a 6'5 senior, number 24, Jason Gafke. And at point forward, we'll go with that, a 6'1 senior, number 40, Cody Seaman.
Well, all the lineups have been introduced. Both teams are now huddled up, taking their last few seconds of instruction and encouragement, and pretty soon we're going to be underway in one of the, let's face it, this has got to be one of the classic basketball games. These two always play well on this floor and put on a good show.
And shout out to Sandusky Radio, WMIC, and WTGV here on AM in Harbor Beach as well. A cold, blustery night tonight, and yet we have a fairly full gymnasium. As Marlette in their road red uniforms, white stripes, classic Duke uniforms with white lettering and white numbers, a gray outline. Harbor Beach in their home whites with orange lettering and numbers with black outline. Your officials tonight, David Wood, Ken Marskin, Tim Mickle, and the tip is won by Marlette. Here come the Red Raiders, right to left across your radio. Andrew Storm dribbling to his left, now with the left elbow at the free throw line, spins in the lane, lets the floater go, and it's in for 2 points. Marlette out to a 2-0 lead. We played 15 seconds. Harbor Beach wasting no time coming up the court, trying to feed to Jason Gafke in the post. This one gets tipped out of bounds by Red Jersey. Harbor Beach ball, right side of your radio, underneath their own hoop.
They're going to get the ball up the floor pretty quick tonight.
Cody Seaman inbounding on the far right. It feeds it into James Shelke in the lane. Can't get that one to fall. And rebounded by Marlette, Sean Quady. Dribbles up the court into the corner to Hunter Kelly. Feeds it into the post. Kicks it up to Isaac Dale at the free throw line. Being guarded by Brady Kirsch. Back into the corner from the wing for three. It's good from Barrett George. It's 5-0 Marlette. Brady Kirsch over to Cody Seaman.
Marlette is in a 2-3 zone right now.
We've played 50 seconds. Left wing for three. Brady Kirsch, no good. Rebound, Jason Gafke puts up the board. It's good for two. Jason Gafke gets Harbor Beach on the board. Cuts the deficit to 3 points. 5-2, Marlette leading. Andrew Storm bringing the ball up for Marlette across the timeline. Right to left across your radio, dribbling against James Shelke. Andrew Storm's got about 4 inches on him. We have a whistle. It's going to be a push against Harbor Beach's James Shelke. That'll be his first, team's first, for Harbor Beach. Marlette ball on the baseline. We've played a minute 13, 5-2, Marlette leads. Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach.
So far, Marlette is 2-for-2
on
the field.
Sean Quady tries to pass it in. Cody Seaman elevates, throws it back at him, and hits Quady while standing on the ground and on the floor. That's Harbor Beach ball, the first turnover of tonight's game. 6:40 left in the first. Harbor Beach left to right across your radio. Shelke in the corner to Cody Seaman. Brady Kirsch left wing, dribbles twice and loses it, and it's on the court, and Isaac Dale scoops her up. One turnover apiece for both teams.
Marlette crossed up Harbor Beach by going to a man-to-man, so that tells me that if they're going to be switching their defenses, they're going to want to go ahead and push the ball up the court.
They feed it into the low post to Isaac Dale, and he is fouled on the floor. This will be the second team foul for Harbor Beach and the first against Jason Gafke. Well, I did not see him around that foul. Quady inbounding into the corner to Isaac Dale. To number 5, Barrett George for 3, and he gets the second one of the night.
They're 3-for-3 from the field.
Barrett George pushes the lead to 6 points, 8-2. Cody Seaman comes down the other way, can't get the floater to go from the right side. We have a held ball, and it will be Harbor Beach ball on the underneath thrown hoop. We've played a minute 55, 6:05 left in the first quarter, 8-2 Marlette.
You know, this is just opposite of what happened in Marlette. Harbor Beach got off to the fast start and then slowly came back in was Marlette. This game right now, Marlette is up 8-2 with 5:56 to go in the first quarter. And everything that they're putting up is going in.
Cody Seaman with a long three. This one's short, and we have a whistle against Harbor Beach. And this will go against Cody Seaman, his first, and Harbor Beach's third. No team fouls for Marlette. We have a timeout called by Ron Rubel. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you with 5:49 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach trails by 6 points. Ron Rubel calls a timeout for Harbor Beach.
I don't blame him, especially a 30-second. Get the cobwebs out of their head.